and now again, I seem to be, the government is looking for me. So, as things now, I'm assuming that there will be shir tomorrow, and if not, then we'll be in touch with Shua and Isaac to let you know. But either way, we'll just continue as much as we can, trying to go through the issues here in Shua Safi Kadon. We'll go a little more quickly. We began with the Mishnah, and again, if we can, we'll do Tuesday, we'll do Thursday as well, because we're also running out of time. I think we decided, right, that it seems the shir final is when, again?
May 9th.
What?
A week from next Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday. So the last shir will be, I guess we said on the Tuesday.
We said maybe
the Tuesday and possibly the Thursday if everybody, if most people feel like that's, doable.
It's like Bomer.
Isn't that the year, the time when we have the annual shir, I was going to say baseball game. It's the same thing, right? So. Also, we would have had a sheer activity for like a whole week or something. so we have to do something. Okay, we'll figure it out. So, I hope to at least get finished with the Shua Safi Kadon issues. And again, I would have loved to, if there's time, we'll see just how much there is, to speak a little bit about Mikitas Chepetz, because that's very much, a good complementary topic to the Shem Hashem. But if not, then I guess we'll do the Shavuos Adayanim issues in some of them. It's a big parak, important parak in June. Okay, we did a little bit. We did daf parts of daf lamentas and daf mem and a little bit of mem base already. So we'll see what happens. Okay, so for Shavuos HaPikadon, we began. We read through the Mishnah. We raised. We raised the questions anew in terms of the both the parallel and the differences between Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaKadon, and get to some of the categories, I guess, of what we're talking about. The parallels we know. The parallels can be explained, by virtue of the fact that we're dealing with parallel hybrids. Parallel and similar hybrids, right? In other words, where there's a Shavua component, and there's certainly also a Choshev Mishpat component. And that certainly accounts for a lot of the similarities and possibly motivates applying further similarities, because, there aren't that many cases where you have this kind of a combination, and therefore that would be anticipated that you would find a lot of similar detail. Of course, the way that the prakim are presented here in the Mishnayos alone are testament to that, right? Even the fact that even in the exceptions, the fact that the structure is the same is not a coincidence. And these two, of course, are the closest in terms of Shavuos Bitui and Shav. Shavuos Bitui and Shav are very, very connected. And obviously Shavuos Eidos and Pikadon, or for the Rambam, Shavuos Pikadon and Shavuos Eidos, right, are very strongly connected. And as I say, you would expect that there would be a lot of overlap. Moreover, you would expect that that a lot of the questions that we apply, where we don't have so much information, or we don't have clear information, where there's machloksim, or there are gaps, especially on the issue of how much kosher mishpat, how much shavua, right? Or again, if you were a Rambam and you were considering your options and you're trying to figure out whether they both go into Hilchos Shavuos or one of them would go in either Hilchos Gezeila or Hilchos Eidos. But the issues themselves are going to be very, very similar, and that's what makes this so also fascinating. At the same time, right, there are, broadly speaking, two good reasons to be mechalek, between these dinim. Right, one in the more technical way, because the choshen, the difference between the choshen mishpats themselves, as we discussed yesterday, and that goes itself, and it's a little complicated and can go in two different, you know, directions. If you're talking about, you know, what's a more classical, straightforward choshen mishpat in the sense of, again, liability, so it's clear, you know, both in terms of the directness of the action and the monetary component that is much more unequivocal. So obviously the Shuas HaPikadon part as a form of gezel, you know, which, you know, makes it direct and also makes it, you know, subject to Chiyuv Keren. That's explicit in the Pasuk, and that this is a form of gezel, therefore you're Chiyuv Keren. We'll read the Pasukim in just a minute. So that's one side, and on the other side you have, you know, Shuas Eidus, where again, you know, almost all the Rishonim are of the opinion that there's no Chiyuv Mamon mitzad ha-Eidim, at least, right, in terms of Garmi and Groma, with some exceptions. And then the question of what Latzei Sedei Shamayim means also, you know, in the Sugya and Bava Kama. But, you know, certainly that, it's on Gzeila, and we're talking about third parties, bystanders, and their obligation to come forward, and their impact, since they can make a difference, and we have the right to expect that they will make a difference on the case. But all of that, you know, makes it obviously more removed. So again, the acuity, let's say, of the Choshen Mishpat is different, as we talked about yesterday. The other side of it is that, you know, maybe the Shvua, in addition to the Tvias Eidus, plays more of a role in trying to create some sort of Choshen Mishpat here than, you know, than the Shvuas Sheker, let's say, of the Gzela, past the Bekichesh Ba'miso, and the actual suppression of the guy's object. So even though the gezel is much more direct and much more, you know, obviously chayv b'tashlumin, on the other hand, as I say, maybe as gezels go, since it isn't ba'igzal asachanis miyad mitzri, or since even in this particular case you already have, you know, the hakchasha part, so maybe the added shvua part is actually within, in other words, the Shvua within Shvuas HaEidus may play a greater role, conceivably, than the Shvua within, you know, the rest of the details or components of Shvuas HaPikadon. That would have the opposite effect, you know, if I'd say which kosher mishpat is more acute in this hybrid, right? So we can make the case either way based on that idea. Moreover, as we noted a lot yesterday, in both directions, there are going to be clearer choshen mishpat factors, which are going to dictate differences. Right, dinei edus are going to play a role lekula and lechomra, you know, in shvua. So that's why, you know, Rav Shimon's comment about kivut shigit shuvah dechozer magid inside of Bezdin, the difference between Bezdin and outside Bezdin is going to matter, and on the other hand, you know, we're going to say kivin shig and shuvin chozer or magid, you know, all the things are going to be true. At the same time, when it comes to knasos, right, the initial question, even kodem hamada bedin, is going to be something to, you know, to contemplate, because it's going to turn out to be a partially, at least, a formalistic issue. Certainly according to, like, the Rimigash and Rashi, but even according to the Rambam, because you have to work hard to explain the Rambam Shita about the Safek, or about the Din of Knossos, you know, in Shvuas HaEidus, this combination of, you know, the other fellows, this, you know, silence, you know, contributing part of the Adam's, you know, chiyuv, and so on. I'm referring to the Rambam that we discussed already extensively. So, you know, for the same reason that, you know, Kivin Shig and Shuvin Echozer Magen and Bezdin are going to be limiting factors in Shvuas HaEidus, since Adim, if they were to come forward, would always be Mechayev Knossos, even Kodem HaMada Bedin, that's the whole point, is that, you know, the you know, Kodem HaMada Bedin is vulnerable in Knossos, you know, if you get there before the Adim, Asher Yorshi and Elohim Belo Amarshi Asatmo. But, you know, we do, again, unless you take the position of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, right, who thought that even if Achar Kach Bo'edim, but if you don't pask in that way, which we don't, so then that's going to work. On the other hand, when it comes to Shavuos HaPikadon, again, Bezdin, Bifnei Bezdin is mostly going to be irrelevant for Gzela. You can't steal in Bezdin, you can't steal Chutzl Bezdin, so Bezdin, there's no Kivin Shigit Shuvin Chozer Magid, as we discussed, and in the other direction, when it comes to something like Knossos, again, that was the question and the answer of Tosas on Lama Gibel that we mentioned again yesterday. You know, just and the language of the Mishnah itself here says it, right, on Lama Gibel Medeis, and that is that Kivin, you know, Imo de Miftar, so there's no Kfiras Mamon. His Kfira isn't Gezel, his Hodah would have been a Ptur, therefore his Kfira is Dvar Mialma. But you don't have that in Shavuos HaEdos, right? So those are examples, and there are more examples. Again, many of the other dinim, mipi, you know, mipi has to be mipi atoveya, right? You know, of course, never mind the, you know, rechokim and the, you know, rather the krovim and the nashim and the many of the distinctions, you know, both expansively and in terms of limits, are going to be responsible, are going to be accounted for just by the different dinim of the Choshen Mishpat. Never mind the first point, which is a more subtle point, which is, you know, third parties, first parties, chiyuv mamon, non-chiyuv mamon, the role of the shvua, let's say, within. So that's the next group of things. Now, there are going to be some issues where we're not 100% clear as to whether or not the difference between Hilchos Eidos and Hilchos Gzela affect issues, right? So that's going to be a subtler kind of a question. But then you have the third point is the most subtle question, and that is, you know, in the end of the day, possibly for the first factor reason, certainly, but in the end, what impact it has on the third question, which is what is the balance between the Choshen Mishpat and the Mamon? Right. You could say, again, you know, what the acuity of the Choshen Mishpat itself, Lekula or Lekobra, plays a role in that, fine. Or just, you know, the difference maybe between, you know, combining Choshen Mishpat and Shavua may be just different depending on the different Choshen Mishpats. Certain Choshen Mishpat factors are more compatible, let's say, you know, to be integrated, you know, with Shavua and maybe others, you know, less so. So whatever it is, this whole third issue is the issue of the Mechayev issue, the Mechayev of the balance and the hybrid, and that, of course, is something which requires, you know, much more subtlety to, like, isolate the factors and the components. So, for example, again, the question of Knas La'achar Hamada B'din, right, which is a discussion in the Sugin Ksuvis, and again, the Ramban's, you know, comment, well, what do we say about Shavuos HaEdos and that, and the different deos? Is it equal? Is it better? Is it worse? Is a great, you know, little, you know, piece of vignette. But we've had other ones as well, right? The question of the relationship to Shavuos Bitui in particular, where we found a lot of information, Tosis in the end of the Masechta, the Shilta Giborim and the Kuntra Sarayos, you know, in the other direction. Particularly, I wanted to be medayik a lot that the Rambam, you know, distinguishes his treatment of, you know, how much of a fallback, you know, bitui is, you know, befoal or conceptually between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdos. We spent time again on the question of the other lavim, right, the lavim of Sheker. Do you violate the lav of Sheker in Shavuos HaEdos, in Shavuos HaPikadon? Are we mechalek? What's his rubish b'shmila Sheker? Again, the whole discussion of the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka and the beginning of the Shavuos, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, they're all things that we did. The Smag, you know, the other, you know, people who weigh in on those issues. What about Los Shakru Ish Bamiso? Does that, you know, kind of eclipse Los Ishmu Bishmila Shakar? Is that a totally different thing? Like, you know, what is that and what are those things? So the backup of Bitui and the question of Sheker generally, you know, whether or not it's additional or it's part of the Mechayiv or it's eclipsed, the differences between Eidos and Pikadon are very, very important. obviously in the bigger lecture. Even again, you know, don't mino beukaba adra issues, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim are things to look at, but lahalacha we know how we paskin. But again, along the lines of what you know I've been pushing all along against Reb Chaim, and that is that Shavuos Eidos is more choshev mishpat oriented, and actually Shavuos Hapikadon more shvu oriented. The question of mipi acherim, right? We learned the pi acherim, you know, from Eidos to Pikadon, and yet if you look carefully at the language of the Rambam, right, you know, Pikadon's mipi acherim seems to be different than Eidos's mipi acherim, both in terms of its centrality and in terms of how singular or different, you know, it is from the piatzmo, like in Perek Zion, which is the Rambam's Shavuos HaPikadon, the piacherim is kind of, you know, almost on the border of Anias Amen. And, you know, for the Rambam, you know, not only is that not true, but even Anias Amen, you know, has elements of the piacherim. So again, those two opposites are further, you know, illustration, as are many other things, you know, of what we've been talking about. And of course, HaKofer B'Mamon Sheyesh Alav Eidim Oshtar, or HaKofer B'Mamon, in a way that, you know, what constitutes Kfiras Devarim B'Alma is the other excellent gauge of this issue. You know, the Shteikite Eidim, and then I'm going to read it inside in a minute, Rabba, and what is it, Rabbi Yochanan, and others, you know, by Kofar Pikadon Sheyesh Alav Eidim Sheyesh Alav Shtar. And any of the Tosas, you know, the questions from one to the other, which assume that they're equivalent. Tosas basically created a hekatimtsi difference that has nothing to do with either, you know, but that will navigate the evidence. But according to the Ramban, you have another example of where the Choshen Mishpat, in a very subtle way though, the Choshen Mishpat differences account for this difference, but in a technical way. I mean, the Ramban's solution, which was that there's a difference between, you know, having two solutions that are identical, cot number one and cot number two, as though having two solutions where, you know, the second solution is qualitatively superior. Like the first one is, I'm sorry, where the first solution is qualitatively superior. Hodos bal din, where there's no din Torah, and where you don't have to rely on anyone else, you know, as opposed to, you know, a shtar or edim, which, you know, there is a din Torah, and, you know, maybe a winnable one, and also where there's more things that can go wrong. Right. So that's a great example of, you know, one of our categories. You know, there's no difference in the balance, you know, of the Choshen Mishpat and the Shua, but there's a huge difference, right, in some of the details, which dictate the Hechad Timtzi that we're talking about, and maybe that is relevant. Again, Tosas didn't think that, but the Ramban did. But the bigger, of course, find is the Rajba and the Tosa Rush, and Lecha Mishnah understood that the Rambam held this way as well, and that is that the, you know, that is Gufa, the difference between, it's the balance between them, that's the point. In other words, what will be considered Kfiras Mamon Bialma in Shavuos Eidos will be considered, you know, I'm sorry, will be considered kfiras dvarim bialma in Shavuos Eidos, will be considered kfiras mamon in Shavuos HaPikadon, because of the balance of issue itself. And then the question of Shem Hashem, you know, becomes very significant as well. You know, the evidence pointing that if there's need for Shem Hashem, again, the Ravid equates Pikadon and Eidos, but in theory, you know, the evidence might point Eidos and Sota, and Allah, Allah, and maybe we don't say Techta, Techta regarding that issue, you know, for Shavuos HaPikadon. So again, we have, you know, numerous examples of this, you know, throughout our travels in Shavuos Eidos. So then when we pick up the Mishnah, which we did yesterday, and we talk about just going through the Mishnah, the possibility, you know, of, you know, looking at it with a critical eye, with our consciousness raised, and thinking about A, when the Choshen Mishpat differences alone, you know, can be Koveya difference, And if you go even further, you know, that it's a different combination or a different conclusion about the weight of the hybrid, so there are a lot of other issues that come up. So the question of, as we discussed, Osham versus Chatos, you know, might be connected to that. We'll see more of that. The question of Hishbi Alav Chamesh Pa'amim, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shelo Bifnei Bezdin, you know, is it just enough to say that we're not plagued by Rab Shimon and Bezdin? Or, you know, would you also say that there's a Shuas HaPikadon Chiddush here on the other side? Right? Because maybe there's no Gozel Achar Gozel, so maybe there should have been, you know, a Rab Shimon limitation. That's what we talked about yesterday. A Rab Shimon type limitation in Gezel, and if you don't find it, does that show that the Gezel side is being muted somewhat for the Shua side? And then when the question is, you know, what is the relationship between, you know, the same Tochen Uchoshim Mishpat, but multiple, you know, formulations of Shuos, is that identical between the two hybrids? Or are there differences? And, you know, when we say things like, you have to say Shua Bachrona, or Ad Shiyomer Shua L'Kol Achad V'Echad, Rab Shimon, Rab Lazar, would we have such, you know, is it possible to mechalek between Pikadon and Eidos, you know, when it comes to all of that? And what about Yichud Kli, which you still have to talk about, right? Should you assume that Yichud Kli, a requirement in Shavuos HaPikadon, we'll see if it really is a requirement in Shavuos HaPikadon. The Gemara says above Netziyan Azav that it is a requirement. We'll see about the Rambam. Balitosis all throughout Shas assume Kipshuto of that Gemara, that you have to have Yichud Kli in Shavuos HaPikadon. The Rambam, interestingly enough, you know, seems to have dropped it. We'll talk about that. Is that Lashitaso? That maybe Shavuos HaPikadon, my view of the Rambam Lashitaso, that it's more Shavuah oriented and less Gezel oriented, or that some of the Gezel comes through the Shavuah. We'll talk about that. But again, Tosas's question, which you didn't answer, which is why don't you have that in Shavuos HaEidos as well, is another. You have to analyze Yichud Eidim, and you also have to analyze the relationship between all of these. So these are some of the questions that come up. What's also fascinating, we'll just bring this up now, but we still have to go through the details, but we'll just talk about it for a couple of minutes, is not only the difference between the Korban, Osham and Chatos, we'll see in a minute that the whole Shaka Vitari, the Gemara and Lamed Zayin and Manalith, although most Rishonim tried to avoid this perspective, you know, could be exactly our issue in our question. Okay, but even before we get to that, there's something just factually to note and to start thinking about. And that is that, you know, if you look at the Parsha in Vayikra, so there is, you know, the, you know, Mishtale Mirosha, there's a Keren, right? There is a Chomesh, and there's an Asha. There are three elements that the Torah speaks about. But if you look at the Mishnah here, right, the Chomesh man dekar shemei. Right? There's no reference to the Chomesh in this Mishnah. What's that? Oh, the Rashash has an hara. Could be I've seen it and just forgot it. But there you have it there. What does he say about it? Okay, as you're looking. So, you do have another Mishnah, right? And that is the Mishnah that I told you to, you know, that whole sugya in Bava Kamma, which we're going to just go in and out of, not yet, but on our short list. I just want to go through some Shakuntarya here first. But the Mishnah Bava Kamma, Daf Kuv Gimel, by the way, this is the same Mishnah that we discussed when we talked about Harsha, right? You know, this is the question of you know, Dukni, the Sugyan Kuvdal and Amud Aleph. We should talk about the Balamor, the Raibin, the other Rishonim, that's a big part of the Harsha Sugya. So the Mishnah says that Gozan's Chaver or Shavakuta, right, Vin Nishbalo, right, that's Shavuos HaPikadon, right? So Yolichenu Acharav Lamadai, Lo Yitein Lo Libno, Lo Lishlucho, Avalosu Lishliach Bezdin, Emesi Achsel Yarsho, Nosan Lissakaren, Velonosan Lissakomesh, Machal ala keren, lo machal ala chomesh, machal al zeh al zeh, kutzmi pakas mishav epruta, the keren, hinu tzarech leilach akra. Nasan as a chomesh, lo nasan as a keren, machal al chomesh, lo machal al keren, machal al zeh vi al zeh, kutzmi shav epruta, the keren, tzarech leilach akra. Nasan as a keren, v'nishba ala chomesh, right, there is a mishalim, that's the, he shuas epikadons, you know, after he gets the chiv, you know, that was caused by the first shuas epikadon. So this is the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, right? Which, in theory, you know, again, if you close your eyes or you know didn't know where it was, then I said to you, like, you know, where should we put this Mishnah? You know, either we put it, could have put, you know, picked the whole parak of Shuas HaPikadon and put it above a Kaaba, or we could have taken this whole Mishnah and the discussions of the Gemara afterwards on Kuf Dalid and Kuf Hamad Beis and Kuf Bav Med Aleph and Kuf Chetz Med Aleph, all the issues that discuss, you know, the Chomesh, they all could have been in Shavuos. But it's fascinating that you have the Mishnah in Shavuos which says zero about Chomesh. Again, the Gemara finder brings it up, and we'll get to it in a second, on Lamed Zayin. But otherwise, it's totally omitted. Right? And then you have this whole separate Mishnah in Bava Kamma, in the context of Gzela, of course. So, you know, where you have it. In the Psukim, right, it's also in an interesting fashion. Right, you have the, this is in the end of Vayikra Aleph. So in the end of Vayikra Hey, sorry, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, right before the last korban before Parshas Tzad, in a way it ends up the specialty korbanos, but you have the regular, the way Vayikra goes, Torah's calling him, right? So, it's Monday. So, Adam Ki Yakriv became korban LaHashem. We talked a little bit over Shabbos about how, you know, Dine korbanos are very relevant. You know, Rambam codified them all. And Sfiras HaOmer is Daraisa, right? Even though Rambam talks about it in the Tevilim Musafim. So it starts all off with Im Ola Karbono Minatzon, which, by the way, I think is very meduyak, in that it doesn't even say if you bring an Ola. It says, like, it's like a Dabar Pashut of Ola Karbono Minatzon. The Ola that you bring, you know, is from Tzon. What happened to after the words Dabra B'nei Somar Talim Adam Ki Akrib Nikem Karbon LaShem Min Abehema Min Abaka Min Atzon Takrib Was Karbon Chem, you know, the Im Ola Korbano, then I would have said, you know, Yeah Minabakar, or Yeah, you know, Minabakar Zakar Tamim Yatir. There's a word missing, is what I'm trying to say. And I think the reason for that missing word, I don't want to get, you know, too involved with this right now, is that Ola is the, like, ubiquitous standard Korban. And that's what Torah is saying very subtly by saying, Ola Korbano Minabakar, if the Ola that you bring is Bakar, instead of just saying, well, let's start, you know, discussing the types of karbano. The first category of karban is ola, because then you would get the impression that it's a category of karban. And really, I think the evidence is that ola is the base karban, right? And it's kalul Hashem, and it's, you know, connected to, you know, mitzvah aseh and hiruri avera. It's a little bit relevant to our topic too. It's the, I think there's a lot of evidence that the Gemara has a whole discussion in Tzvachim, you know, that while for sure you have to bring, you know, a single chatos for every single chet, and for sure you could never think about being miskaper, you know, on an aveira that you did after the hafrasha of the korban chatos, right? Nonetheless, the Gemara says an ola, in which one ola can be mechaper on many hirhurei aveiros, whatever it is. So the Gemara wonders whether or not even you know, you could even, and the Ola would be mimiratza, the better way to say it, be mimiratza, you know, on averos that you actually accomplished, that you did, that you transgressed after the hafrasha of the karpa. That's the Gemara's discussion. It's Gemara in Zvachim. That's how the Gemara formulates it, in contrast to Chatos. Chatos, you know, every, you know, Maisa Veira that triggers a Chatos requires a separate Chatos. I'm not talking about Chilut Chatos, that's something that's considered either a Kefal Aveira or a Hemshech Aveira. That's a bit of a different thing. But that aside, right? So, you know, of course there can't be Lacha Prussia, but an Ola, you know, that's a different story. So and then the question is, what's the maskana and how it fits into Sigin Kal Gadol, and so on and so forth. But why am I telling you that? Because Ola is like the base carbon. It's the carbon of Machshava. It's the carbon of, it's both a Daron, right, and a Davar HaMiratza at the same time. That's also that same Sigin in Zvachim. Some are starting to think if that's a Stira. It's a Benirza Lolachaperlov. Don't say, you know, Miskaper. Ramban has a whole discussion, very Medayik, and know the word v'nirtzalo, that the gabra is nirtza. It's a kaparsa gabra, you know, kind of a karma. That's what we start with. I don't want to get too involved in this. But and then that's the assumed karban, and I think that it's kolil Hashem and kulol Hashem, and that is also critical. And then Torah talks about, you know, karban mincha, and it talks about chatos. And it talks about, you know, zvachim, you know, shlamim, and so on, right? And zevach shlamim karbano, and so on and so forth. So then you have in Parakei, you have the transition. You know, you start getting the before that in Parak Dalet already, right? Davar b'nei Yisrael nefesh kisekta b'shkogam mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo seh senev asa me'achas mehena. In Korna Mashiach Yachta Le'ashma Sa'am, right? You know, the specialty carbon, the carbon of Anasi, carbon of Anzara, then you have the discussion of Parham Davar Shul Tzibor. Then you start getting to, after you get to the basic categories of Chatas and Asham and Ola and Shlamim, right? You get to the specialty ones, Asha Nasi Yachata, they're all very fascinating. And then, of course, you get to after all that, you know, you get to Parakei, B'nefesh Kisekta of Shama Kalala. That's when you get Shvus Eidus, which is followed by, you know, Tuma, right? O Nefesh Ashatiga B'chol Davar Tama O Niblas Chaya Tumei O Niblas Behema Tumeya, and so on. Then you get O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate B'Sfasayim Lahara Lehetiv. That's Shvus Bitui. And so on. It's all of your raid, right? And after that, you get to, you know, Torah keeps going with this, and then you have Meila. And so on. And then again, you have Nefesh Yisach Nabiyasa Achas Mikomet Hashem Rishalos Hashem Vilandav Yashem Vilasav. No, that's Hashem Talui. We were talking a little about Hashem Talui over Shabbos, some of us. And then by Dabar Hashem Moshe Limor Nefesh Kisach To Ma Ma Ba Hashem. The last of these before Parshas Tzav, and as Ramban points out, Tzav does overlap with Vayikra, but from a different point of view. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Tzav Esaron Vespanav Leimar, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Amokta, Amizbech Ha'layla Nabokev, Eish Mizbech Tukat Bo. Ramban says this is, you know, Ola, not from the perspective of the Korban, but from the perspective of the Makrivim. Okay. So the point is that the end of Parshas Vayikra is an end, in some respects, to types of Korbanos, and the last one of these, right, is Shavuos HaBikkurim. And the language of Shavuos HaBikkurim is fascinating. Again, Nefesh, okay, like, as we know, that's one of, for the sake of Limudim, between Shavuos HaBikkurim and Shavuos HaBikkurim, the Nefesh and the Kisechata is part of what binds them together in terms of actual Limudim. So Nefesh Kisechata, but then comes Umo'al Mal Ba'ashem. Right, Shavuos HaBikkurim is defined as a Me'ila, right, just like the one before it, two ones before it, which was a korban me'ila. So the use of the expression mo'alam mal ba'ashem in the context of shvuah sheker shel gezela is fascinating, right? Again, Unklus, you know, interprets ki yechov b'yishaker shkar kadam Hashem. Okay, that's a mo'al mal ba'ashem. The kichesh b'miso, so he's mo'al mal ba'ashem, right? It's an aver ben adam lamakom, right? With a double me'ila, formulation, playing like a kudshim, slap in the face to the Rabbanu Shlalom, and so just one more second, Bashem, and then it's the kichesh bamiso. There's already your hybrid, right? The pikadono mitzumisiano begazel o ashaka samiso o matzabeda the kichesh ba the nishba al sheker. So you have kichesh bamiso in the beginning, and then you have again according to Unklus, simbol amal Bashem already implies the shua, but you don't have it explicitly stated until the second pasuk, right? The nishbal sheker, it's all like a continuation. Al achas mikol asher yasa adam lachto bahina, v'haya ki yechata. Again, even though it's a ched, because it starts off that way, nefesh ki sechata, right? V'ashem, right? V'heshiv esagzela asher gazal, that's Karen, right? Osa oshak asher oshak, osa pinkadon asher hafkad ito, osa veda asher matzah, right, only kol asher yishava alav l'sheker b'shilem osa berosho. That is the key of Karen. It's interesting that it's phrased that way. V'chamishisav Yosef alav. So the chomesh is connected to the Karen. Even in the pasuk, it's within the asmachta of the resha of the pasuk. Right. So it's only kol asher yishava l'sheker b'shilem osa berosho zakeif katan v'chamishisav. That's a tipcha, right? Yosef, a love. And then, la share, right? Hulo, right? Yitnenu, biyomash maso, which we darshan. That it has to be la share lo, you have to go look for him, you have to give it to him specifically, right? La share lo. So again, you have this repetition of ashmaso, or the ashem. You have language of Hashem, you have language of Chet and Chata, you have the Karen and the Chomesh, the Es Hashemo, Yavila Hashem, Ayil Tamim Mitzon, Erkachal Hashem Al Hakohen, the Chiper Al Hakohen Lefnei Hashem, you have Kapara, the Nislachlo, Alachas Mikol Asher Yaseh, LaHashma Ba. That's like the third or fourth time that we have this statement. So just comparing it to Shavuos Eidos, you have the Techata, and you have the Nefesh. Right, but of course the karbanos are different. That's factual, Hashem versus Chatas. But umol amol b'Hashem, mekichesh b'miso. Right, this combination, this dialectic of ben adam l'mokar, ben adam l'chavero, psukim and psukim and psukim. Just interesting. Again, I don't know what to make of this part of it, but Shavuos Eidos is one pasuk. Again, you can say what you will. I find it inspiring, but you can spend so much time on one pasuk. There's so much to dig out from that one pasuk. But that's all it is. The whole thing is a single pasuk. Here you have of all of them, it starts from pasuk chav, right? It ends at chav vav. It seems to be the most complicated and the most expansive of all of them, and the use of language is all over the place, in all aspects of it. And the question is, does this just limudim, giluyim, or other things that we're just not able to understand and fathom, or is this part of the story of the parallel yet contrast between Shavuos Eidos and because just on the Asham and the Chatas part, let me just say very quickly, and we'll still speak more about the Parshanah, but I want to make sure we get ahead of the Gemara first. So typically, I talked about Ola for a second, and I mentioned the Gemara in Zvachim, Adav Zayin, where the Gemara wants to know, can you bring a, can an Ola be Mechaper or Miratze on an Asay that you violated, La'achar, Hafrasha, and compares it to Chatas, or contrasts it with Chatas, it's part of the formulation. So, you know, where does Usham fit in? And again, these are massive, massive topics. This is, you know, less than our regalachas. So, again, just structurally and in every other way, like an Usham is between, you know, an Ola and a Chatas. Right? There are, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, you know, many dinim of Asham, he disagrees with the Chachamim, because it's Kachatas Ka'asham. So, you know, Lashma, even the Mishnah in the beginning of Svachim already has it, and many, many other dinim also, where he argues against the Chachamim, that Kachatas Ka'asham, that you treat an Asham like a Chatas. But there's equal evidence, you know, that we, you know, that really Asham is very connected to Ola, you know, and that's true in terms of, you know, Yirat Sheis Taiv and other things. There's a special link between Asham and Chatas, and a special link between Asham and Ola. And there aren't that many Korbanos Asham, but I'll just say generally, typically, they are. With the exception of Asham Talui, which for its own reason, they're typically hybrids. Right? I mean, Shavuos Eidos is also a hybrid, as we've been discussing all year, and that's a Chatas, but it's a Chatas which is Baal Amezid. Right? The Chatos that are Baal Amezid, or Korbanos that are Baal Amezid, and Ashamos are typically not, you know, simple, you know, Maisa Meiras, you know, that require kapara. There's something a little bit more complicated. They deviate from the, you know, from the norm of Maisa Veira requiring the kapara. So, you know, you have Asham, you know, Tzora, and, you know, Shivcha Karufa, you know, Mi'ila, right? Ashamos, I'm not talking about the specialty ones like in the, although I think it's very connected, you know, the Miluim and special Karbanos and so on and so forth. But the Ashamos typically, you know, are hybrids. And Asham Talui isn't exactly a hybrid, but Asham Talui is also not a typical Karban on a Ma'is Aveira, because the whole point of Asham Talui is that you don't know whether you're a Chote. And there's some evidence, at least according to some, that part of the Asham that you bring, right, again, you have to bring a separate Chatas if you ever find out that you really violated the Mezid. I'm sorry, violated the Vadai, not the Mezid. At the same time, your Asham Talui wasn't a Ma'ayol Chulin Ba'azara, you know, the Mafreya, either. And some Farshim think that one of the reasons you bring in Asham Talui is that there's a Vadai aspect to Asham Talui. You also have to compare, you know, Chata Sa'ov Habala Safek and Asham Talui. See, I think the questions are the same, but, you know, the answer may be different in these cases, right? Now, so are you just covering, kind of, for your violation? Or is the point, as some make in both of these, that it's kind of a korban vadai for your safek, you know, situation? Again, in the case of Asham Talui, ikva isura, so it's also a hard, what I like to call a hard safek, right? So, but the idea also partly is, according to some mafarshim, that like you shouldn't be, you know, in a situation where you don't know whether you were an avarya or not. There's like a certain casualness, you know, an unacceptable casual approach to Avodas Hashem, you know, that is, you know, at root of that, and that consequently, you know, that's part of the Vadai of Asham Talui, is that you're obligated to bring this karban. Again, if you found out, you know, prior to bringing the Asham Talui, you wouldn't bring it, and you'd only bring the Chatos. But the point is that there's a lot of evidence that, you know, it's not like a hedged karban, it's a Vadai karban in your circumstances, and you're considered to be a kind of a Vadai Avaryan to the extent that you are, you know, in this situation. But that, together with the, again, I'm not going to do this more than for a minute, the other, you know, the hybrid Ashams you know, point to is that you don't have a standard, I said like a normative, you know, korban on a ma'isa aveira. What you have is kind of an overlap, you know, between or a hybrid in a way between a chatas and an ola, assuming that these categories are correct, namely that chatas is about a ma'isa, a kapara for a particular ma'isa aveira, whereas ola, for example, is more about, you know, ritsui hagabra, like squaring your relationship with the Rabbono Shel Olam, by virtue of the fact that you obviously didn't do the best things, you know, but it's not the neglecting a mitzaseh or hirhurei aveira or whatever, or the daron parts of ola, you know, are not a ma'isa aveira. They are like, you know, begavra, you need to, you know, either strengthen or neutralize, you know, certain aspects of your behavior. It has to be veneer tzolo. You require ritsuya gabra, to use the Ramban in Vayikra's formulation. That's why that Gemara in Zvachim is discussing, oh, you know, it can be maybe even, for the same reason you can have one karban, you know, multiple infractions, here hurei aveira or mitzvah saseh, you know, or even mitzvah, you know, lo saseh, that you don't get malchus for, the sugin yuma, lav anita klaseh, and maybe lav shem b'maisa, and so on. The reason you can have multiple ones is the same reason that the Gemara is thinking, maybe you can even, you know, it can work for even things that you did, lachar afrasha. How could that be? Lachar afrasha, I mean, when you were mafresh the korban, you didn't even do the act yet. Right? And even if you take my view, you know, the halacha's view of time is, you know, much more flexible, but you didn't do this aveira yet. The answer is because we don't look at any of them as aveira. If you looked at any of them as aveiras, maybe you would require a separate ola for every infraction. You can bundle them and accumulate them because it's all about, you know, your posture as an Oved Hashem. So that's, it's not about any one specific, it's about what each element, you know, chips away at or requires you, you know, to make that adjustment. So in a certain respect, I think, you know, the Asham, which I say, you know, there's debate about how Chatas-esque it is, but it's very specific, obviously. And, you know, in certain respects, the Asham is a combination, you know, of the Ola and the Chatas. It's triggered by a particular befoal, very specific circumstances, and you can't bundle them in that respect, and you can't, you know, it doesn't have the range of like Essen, Hirhuri, Ave, Rodori, you know, don't have anything like that in Asham. It's very specific. But it's very specific, and it addresses the Gabra because of those specific, and it addresses those specific things, but only by addressing the Gabra. And maybe that's why, again, Asham Tali we can understand now, because again, you know, that's a flaw in you, even if you didn't do the Aveira in the end of the day. Right? But why do you think you might have? Or how could you not know that you did? Those are two different things too, right? And, you know, so the Gavra, you have to address the specific, you know, situation. And the hybrids, you know, are maybe as a Maisa Aveira triggering, you know, a very specific Kapara, but that's one thing, but maybe that's not enough, you know, when it comes to a hybrid violation of some sort. And that's why you need kind of an Asham. So, and again, a lot of the issues of Chatas, Asham, Ola are, I think, you know, very much connected to these points. So, when we say that the, you know, that Shuas HaPikadon, right, is a Asham and not just a Chatas, right, it should be understood in this context. You're dealing with, again, a situation which is a hybrid. And a hybrid of Gezel and Shvuah. And the fact that, even relative to Shvuah Sa'edus, again, you have so much more going on in the Psukim. Right, you have seven psukim, or six or seven psukim instead of one, and it's back and forth. Asham, Asham, Ashem, who, right, the word Asham is used so many times, you know, and the diktuk is different each time. You know, and then you have the Chamishis, and you have the Asham, and you have the Davar HaMishtale in Mirosha. All of it, it's just a very complex, much more complex than Shavuos Eidos. Now, the much more complex doesn't necessarily tell us anything about our other question, namely, is the Mechayev, you know, of this complexity more in the end of the day the Kosher Mishpat part or more the Shavua part? But I think it's just true. So this is the presentation in the Torah itself. He still could have said that whatever it is, right, it should be, you know, one or the other. You know, it should either be in Masechet Shavuos or it should be in Masechet Bava Kamma. But it's just interesting that the Mishnayos broke them up the way that they did. I mean, the Rambam really does have two prakim, or two places, where he deals with Dinei Shavuos HaPikadon. Right? One, of course, in Hilchos Shavuos, which we know, and as we've discussed, he also flips the order in terms of Shavuos HaEidos and Shavuos HaPikadon, so it's Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. And the other is in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Gzeila, where he speaks much more extensively about the dinim of Keren and Chomesh. Right. Now, it's interesting that in both places, the Rambam mentions all aspects. And that's not surprising, I'm just pointing it out. Like in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shavuos, when he's describing the four Shavuos, and when he gets to Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad, Kol Mishiesh Mamun Chaber Biyado, Beidu Bikon Beidu Milbe Osho Gazo Oshko, Omatza Veidu Vlach Zira, Tamei Menu Mamun Sheish Biyado Vakafar, Areza Over, Velo Zase Shnemo Pachachashu, Zua Zora Mekiras Mamun, The Ein Lokin Alav Zeh. We'll discuss that also. That's our Gemara coming up. Right? The Im Nishbal Sheker Al Mamun Shekafar, I raise it over Balav Acher. Al Zenemar Lo Seshakru Ishba Miso. Again, hard to know what the emphasis of that is. It's beyond the Lo Sechachashu, which is already a kind of gazel. Zu Azor of Nishbal Kviras Mamon Ushua Zuhi and Nikra Shua Sapikadam. Umau Chayev is Alachates. Al Shua Sapikadam Sheshakarba. Mishalam Akarim Shekafarbo. Im Tosefas Komesh. Umakrib Oshem Vadai. Bain Shay Mazin, Bain Shay Shogay, Shinema, the Kihesh Famisa, the Kondor, the Simasil, the Gazel, the Gomer, the Hoyaki Yachta, the Ashem, the Lanemer, Bobinelam, right? Lechayev Shogay Kanezin. Who she does it, the Kondor, the Mamuch, and Skyvo, the Ada Babishasa Shvua, and so on. Imkate Heki Shigashvus of the Kondor, and so on and so forth. Then comes Shvua Sayyidus. So the Ramam does mention the Chomesh here in Hilchos Shvuos in this presentation, and in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Gzeila, which is where he deals mostly with the Mishnah and the Sugya in Bava Kamma. I'm sorry. Ezekiel, of course. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin starts off. Komishin Ishaid Momin Lakabera Ho Yisrael, the Kafar Bo, Vinishbal Sheker, Areza Chayv Lahaksilo Akaren, Shekafar Bo, right? Ve Hosafas Chomesh. Then he adds, Vachayv Bekorban, Vahua Nikra, Asham Gzevos. So in both places, the Rama mentions the Karen, the Chomesh, and the Asham. But the whole parak here, and even the introduction, is about the Keren and the Chomesh. And the whole two prakim in Hilchos Shavuos, right, is very much focused on you know, everything but the Chomesh, right? Particularly, you know, the Korban, the Asham. So you don't have quite the dichotomy of the two Mishnayos and the two you know, Masechtas, but you know, could have been that way. The Rambam is integrating a little more, but you do have a very extensive treatment in Perek Zayin of the Chomesh of Hilchos Gzeila, and you know the contrast between the two. Did you find the Rashash? What does he say?
Yeah, So first it says,
he asks a question, or he just makes
it.
Yeah, he says, Madua Shire
Lechomesh. Here. And then he says,
Why did they say? That's cute. I mean, why did they say that the one of the chomer mimenus of Shuas Hafikada beyond Shuas Eidos is chomish instead of just saying Asha?
And then he criticizes Rashi
for
when Rashi
does mention it. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, keep going.
They're like five of them. I don't have my Gemara. I think Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi mentions it a lot.
Yeah. And then the Rashab asks,
right, they're big fans of because I think they took the they put everything together and they took the Rashash out or something, right? Probably, find out that some Starshuns were funding the whole enterprise. No? You're lost when it comes to paper and ink. You can only
that one's a paper one.
Only virtual bytes. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what you're doing.
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
I need a bell.
I got you. Go.
Oh, you're done now.
No, he has no excuse.
Sure, we have a mini shots here also.
Well, how could it be so hard to play?
I
it's on the Mishnah now. Maybe I'll, I didn't see it recently.
What, this one, the one on the board?
I'd be offered to.
One second. Oh, I have it actually. Very small. Asham b'kesef shka. I do have it. Lo yodei madua shi'er lekobesh. The yosef kasha lekaman bebrisa. The tani chamura himenu sha hakei perish the shayr. That's all I have.
No, I have it. One line. It says.
Yeah, it's it.
Madua shina mitam hagmar. The idu hasam chatas bazdamka. And the gemara says that the chumra is that
How much it costs?
It's only batanka, but when Rashi quotes, he says because in Shavuos Hakadam you have Asha and Mechomesh, but in Shavuos Haedus you only have
Katas,
which goes also to the.
Why did he put in the Chomesh also? Okay.
Okay.
I thought he said he gave two answers. No,
I think he has two questions on the commission of Asha.
Good. Either way, it's good. It's good. It helps. It's helpful to us. So one of the interesting things also, just to highlight this part of it, and then I want to just go through the Shakuntari district because I think it's very relevant, is, again, we still do the Parshim, if we can, on some of the comments of the Parshanim. But you get the general idea in terms of the contrasting treatment, which could be explained in various ways. The contrast, the two Mishnayos, even the Rambam who quotes them both, but the different emphasis and so on. So in particular, there's a very famous view of the Rambam, which is seemingly highlighted by this. As I told you, if you had a chance, but we'll do some of the Gemaras in Bava Kamma when we have more of a chance, after we do some of the Gemaras here. But one of the questions that we discussed the other day, which is, Hishbia Aleha Hei Pa'amim. What happens there? Hishbi alav chamesh pa'amim, bein b'fnei bezin, bein shalom b'fnei bezin. The kafar, what's it in? Chayev al kalachas v'achas. Correct? What do you chayev al kalachas v'achas? Well, the mission only, whatever, but asham. Each time you have to bring a separate asham, right? And presumably also karen. What about chomesh? Right, so the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Kuf. What's that? Well, I mean, each time that's part of the things that we were talking about the other day. Why I don't think it's so obvious. It's not Bava Kamma. It's not that dream. Did I bring Bava Kamma? Here it is. Thank you. So the Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Ches Lamed Aleph. Nobody saw this one?
Okay.
That's fine. As Ta'an Tainus Avad, he lied. Why did you say, give me back my thing? And he said it was Avad. B'nishba b'hoda, v'chazar v'ta'an Tainus Avad, v'nishba b'hoda. Here. Boyar Papa, Trechum Shur, Trech Kveli, B'chad Gavmat, Hechadam. Shatan Tainus Avad, Benijba, Bahoda, because of Tan Tainus Avad, Benijba, Bahoda. Right? That's the case. The Tosis makes the comment here, Niradillo Garcinan Bahoda. Vimhoda, Miad Havibrishusa, Liskai Bonsin, Mishoshinish Balashekar, Mashi Yaksa Vietan Shuv Avad, Ain Kofar Kum, Afila Omala Akar Shvua Avad. El nira de lo hoda el achar shvua shnia. Miutema, my kami boila de a papa, masnisan he, the my sila el, his bi alav he pamin, ben bifne bezin, ben shalom bifne bezin, kafar lav chayva kalakas viachas. That's the mission that is quoted earlier in Kubava Medale. What mission is that? Mitha? No, you don't do it. You didn't see what? But I probably, you know, suspected that, and I wouldn't want to highlight that. And yet I asked you the question. So what can we surmise from there, Nitzi? Or do you just know it? That you didn't have to read it, that you don't have to encounter that Mishnah based on your travels in Balakam. Where else would you travel? Where? What other travels would bring you to that Mishnah, Nitzi? That's the our Mishnah in Shavuos HaPikadon. Again, one more time. Umiu kami miu kema my kami boy lelu. What's this whole discussion? Hamas nisan he de maisi lael. He's just saying. Oh, but if you're learning Baba Kama now, you know he didn't say. Oh, hamas nisan he be Shavuos. He should have said hamas nisan he be Shavuos. He's like, listen, we're all learning Baba Kama now. So just like, you know, we know all the psukim, you know, based on the dapim. So we know the Mishnayos and Shavuos based on the Daf and Bava Kama, right? I have a cousin who, you know, again, it's not his Kiddush. I think I must have said this in the past. But you know, he wanted to, you know, make it clear to me that, you know, it's important to know, although truth is that, you know, it's kind of the same, but, you know, but it's important to know Tanakh, you know, and you have to really study Tanakh. So he said to me, I think that you're, you know, an Amma Aretz Daraisa and a Tzurba Darabana. Somebody told me that, somebody, I said, meaning somebody who knows the, you know, the Psukim from the Dapin. It's a clever, somebody told me subsequently that it's in Acharaam somewhere. You know, that he wants to make fun of the people who don't know Tanakh, but, you know, they only know it through the Gemaras. They called them, you know, an Amaretz, a Tzurbim Rabbanon, and Amaretz Darais. Anyways, so this is Tosis saying, Tosis proves that where it's okay, it's fine. He didn't say, Hobasisan Hiba Shavuos.
I think Rabbeinu Tam also said, you're Yotamikr, Shlishmikr from the Gemara, no?
Yeah, the Tosis in Kedusha.
Even better.
Yeah. So, Hobasisan Hiba Maisi Lael. It doesn't say the Mishnah is Lael. I mean, the Gemara brought that Mishnah before. What's the Mishnah? So if you want, you can look to the Gemara in Kuvava Medale, and then you'll see that the quotation is from the Mishnah in Shavuos. But that's why it was a legitimate question. Right? So the point is that what's Tosa saying? That we should take out the word, which words?
Vahoda.
Ah. So what am I getting at here? What should we be doing? I told you to look at some Rambams, right? Yeah, no, we didn't get it yet. Just saying. Okay, but basically, let's look at the Rambam for a second. And this is Yadua. I mean, it's although the Nos Hakim don't talk about it, which is interesting. I mean, the later Achron, like the Netziv and Ravelvo, those kind of people talk about it. Again, look at Perek Zayin Alachates. Kafar v'nishba dalad ohei pa'amim. Oshishbiwa Tovea Dalad Behe Pa'amim, who Kopar Kalakas Yakas Bebe Bezin Be Shalom Be Bezdin, or is a Chayiv Korban Asham Al Kol Shvuo Shvua. Correct? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. She'ilu Hoda Akar Shekafar Hayachayiv Lishalim, Alpha Mishnah Kafar Be Bezdin, Nimtzapot, meaning what's the obligation of Kapar Bebezin? Meaning this isn't Shavuos Eidos, so we have to worry about Rav Shimon, Kivin Shig, and Shuvin Achozim Magin. Nimtzapot or Atzma, Bekol Kfiru, Kfiru, Minat Tashlumim. Ulefika Chayev, Al Kol Shavuos Shavuos. That's an accurate rendition of our Shavuos, which, by the way, happens to be brought down also on Bava Kama, Daf Kut Bava Vla. Yeah. But if you look at Halacha Tes Vav, so again, the Rambam, you know, again, already in Perek Aleph, didn't completely cut out Chomesh from these dinim, even though, again, he leaves 95% of the discussion of it to Perek Zayin Ochos Gzela. So the Rambam says the following. Ton Sh'avar HaPikadon O Kofar Bo. Where's this Gemara? Puf Ches Somer Aleph Bava Kama, the Gemara that we just read. Ton Sh'avar HaPikadon O Kofar Bo V'Nishba V'Yach Kachoda V'Chazer V'Ton Sh'avar V'Nishba V'Chazer V'Hoda V'Shalom HaKeren Arishon V'Chomesh Echad V'Kol Shvua U'Shvua Sh'nemar V'Chen B'Kam Yishisa Hato Ripsa Chumshin Chumshin Harbe Al Keren Echad Ketzar O Keren Arba V'Kofar V'Nishba V'Hoda. The whole business. V'Chen Kol Kiyotza Bazeh. Okay? So, again, I'm not saying this is the only but basically, the Kitzur, the What's obvious is that the Rambam is quoting the Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Ches Amud Aleph as it is, and he's quoting the Mishnah in Shavuos HaPikadon as it is, right? And unlike Tosis, he's not changing the Girsa, right? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Kaf Tes noticed this and says, no, the Rambam doesn't mean Slav Dafka Hoda. You have to read the Rambam like Tosis. The Hoda superfluous, based on what he said earlier. But obviously, it doesn't sound that way at all. So there's another possibility. I mean, again, I'm sure the Achronim say a bunch of things, but there's a whole discussion in the not in the early, like in other words, the Magen Mishnah, Kesa Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah. They don't touch this for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it was so obvious to them. I don't know. But you know, the later, you know, again, the Milchas Chinuch discusses it. And since then, many, many people discuss it. They don't like the Minchas Chinuch's, you know, suggestion just to ignore the language of the Rambam. Right? So, a good possibility, and they say this in the name of Rav Belville. I've heard it said for many years in the name of Rav Belville, but I think it's quite obvious. You know, it's a clear and obvious, you know, suggestion. And that is that the Rambam is mechalek between the Chomesh and the Asha, right? And I'm just adding, and I think this is what Rebel had in mind too. I don't know if he connected it to the fact, you know, that the Chomesh is missing from this Mishnah, and it's only in that Mishnah that the Rambam has it in two different places with heavy emphasis in Perek Zayin on the Keren and the Chomesh, and here it's more about the Asham. I'm not sure. But it seems obvious that in the balance question itself, namely, you know, to where does Chomesh belong? If Chomesh belongs more in the Gezel side, you know, than in the, you know, Shavua side, so this makes a great deal of sense. And by the way, it reinforces, not coincidentally, I mean, I set it up this way, but it reinforces the comment I made yesterday, right, which was, okay, we don't have Rav Shimon, you know, in Shavuos HaPikadon, but does that mean it's so obvious that, you know, repeatedly being kofar the same money, right, constitutes, you know, a basis for Shavuos HaPikadon? Maybe there is an equally, or maybe even a stronger reason, right, not to allow the kfeilos. In the case of Shavuos Eidos, the mechalik between Bezin and Shalom Bezin, because the din of kivin shigin shivin chazer magen. Maybe in Shavuos HaPikadon, it's true there's no difference between mechalik between bifnei Bezin and Shalom bifnei Bezin, but maybe there's even a stronger reason not to say the kfeilos, even outside of Bezin. I'm not sure. Why? Because, again, when it comes to kvishas eidos, you could say, you know, it's based on the opportunity to help, and you have another opportunity, But maybe when you're gozel something, it's considered to be either gained begabra gozel achar gozel, but especially b'cheftza. If something happens to the chepet, that's a question in shuasa b'kadon, or kofer b'kadon. Maybe repeating from a choshe mishpat point of view, you know, doesn't make sense. From a shavua's point of view, it makes a lot of sense. Right? So maybe the chome, maybe the Rambam is mechalek in that gufa, between, you need a hoda before the next tefira. But you don't get chomesh each time from this. Maybe. Again, there are other ways to interpret the Rambam. We'll talk about other alternatives as well. Okay. So that is just pointing out, number one, that the psukim are different, that they're way more complicated. That's one big topic. That asham versus chatas itself is an issue. When does the Torah first use the expression of asham? These are for the people who are not surba merabana and ame aretz d'oraisa. Because I don't think it's in the Gemara. Yeah. Excellent. Whoa, are you good Balkari too?
I like to win.
Nice. Okay. We found out that Isaac was a Balkari over Shabbos. Never knew. In addition to the fact that it's the Bar Mitzvah Parsha, right? The whole shiur probably want to wish him a happy birthday.
Friday.
What's that?
Friday.
Okay. He'll be accepting matanos. Sphere appropriate, of course. Okay.
Wait,
so that's very good. What?
Wait till after to get it.
Oh, they'll get better presents. I hear that. That's a man who invests. That's good. Okay, excellent. So how does the pasuk go? Aval Hashemim Anachnu. What happened there? They just met Yosef, but they didn't know that they met Yosef. Things were happening that completely confused them, right, and put them in a state of chaos and of crisis. Correct. So they said, "Abala Shemim Anachnu." How's it go? Bid. No, you're hitting you can't go wrong. Just go for it. How's it go? Abala Shemim Anachnu. Alakenu. Bischanu Eleinu Velo Shamanu, or something like that. How's it go? Asherainu Es Tzaras Nafsho. Eleinu Velo Shamanu. Okay. So I think the Ramban points out in that pasuk, right, that they didn't say, chatanu, in the sense that, oh, we shouldn't have sold him, right? They said, ashemim manachnu, right, because of this chano leinu velo shamanu, that we were so cruel that when he cried, we didn't respond. I think if you look at the Ramban there, he really kind of makes the point that the language of Asham, and we find this, I think, other uses of it as well, is, they didn't regret the Maisa of selling him. They regretted, I guess, the posture of lack of empathy, of ignoring his plea, and of what he had, and not feeling for what he was suffering. Right. So, just the difference between asham and chatas is enough. The added chomesh and the asher.
Just the Sarilan points out that told us.
Who points out?
Sarilan.
Again, one more time. Oh, what is it? Okay, even earlier. And that's a say. It's also, again, it's not a maisa avera. It's it's begavra. It's an attitude. It's a perspective. Not quite ola, but something that you did, a specific thing, right, that highlights a flaw in your religious personality. Okay. So. Yeah, so not only difference in the asham and the chatas, but also the amount, the complexity of the psukim, the presence of a chomesh, the the Karen part, and so on. Good. So having said all that, let's start with the Gemara, where we started at least. Yeah.
The fact that it's not shown in the Torah because Zela is not shown in the Torah is Kavas worthy? Because the Shuas HaPikach?
I think it's a Din Shuas HaPikach. I mean, you don't bring Nashon for the Gezel part alone.
Okay.
Right. It's somehow using Shem HaShem, or using the Shvua for Gezel, or heightening your act of Gzela by Shvua, is somehow, you know, the Asham part. Okay. We call it Asham Gzelos, which is interesting. We don't even usually, you know, refer to it as Asham Shvua Sapikata, and that's what it is. But we call it Asham Gzelos. So I think that's, again, I don't know whether that's just a term of convenience, and you know, or it has significance. Okay, let's continue. Ariel, go ahead. So the Gemara says here, Ravacha bar Huna.
Ravacha bar Huna, Roshul Rei Rava bar Arkana,
Rei Huna. Okay, he learned in his shir, right? Okay. That's interesting. I mean, he had a take on you know, he was the Rebbe, and the point is, oh, you know, they kind of developed a mahalach, let's say, or he developed the mahalach in Shavuos that they picked up on. Okay. Pagabahu Rav Kahana. Well, he saw him at a wedding, probably. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. You know, they were together at a pigeon event, and yeah. Samalahu. The history of Ma, yeah. So what happens if there was Mezid Bishvua Sapikadon with Hasra? What's the story? Go ahead. Okay. So, what do you make of this? A very interesting question in its own right. It's hard to know what to make of the question alone in terms of the issues that we've been discussing. We'll talk about it. But the question is, right, do you get you have an unusual situation here because you have a karban benezid, which you don't have many of. We'll see in a moment. It sounds in this Gemara, this is the bigger point I want to make, like this is the only one we have. Right?
Yeah.
And that isn't true. Right? So we need to discuss that. And the Gemara wants to know, what about Malchus instead of Karban, or what about Malchus in addition to Karban? So Malchus in addition to Karban is really interesting, because that, you know, raises the question of maybe to Mechaibin. Right? Is it a double onesh for this terrible thing that you did? That's a big hiddush. Like, you know, heichad matzino that you get both. Or is it because there are two dimensions to what you're doing, one of which, you know, has the ability to trigger Malchus, and the other which is, you know, which is a korban, right? Malchus instead of korban? Also very interesting. The only thing I'm not sure about, you would think Malchus instead of korban is if you had to pick, is more of a like Shavua issue, but a particularly Chamor Shavua, obviously. But let's say, I mean, we do find Malchus in the context of a Mechayev of Shavua, right?
Bitui.
So, is that what's signified here, or maybe the Gezel? The Gezel side is interesting because typically for Gezel, what's the rule? I mean, Vayigzo Achanis Miyada Mitzri doesn't get Malchus. Why not? There's no easy answer to that question.
Slavanita glase.
Well, the Pashtus is called Slavanita glase, because Torah says V'heishev is like Zela Asher Gazal. Right? The reason I said it's not such an easy answer is because, in addition to that, there may be another factor, namely? Buddy?
Gezalakum.
No. Gezalakum is Gezalakum, but I mean, that's a specific case. But in addition to Lavanit Glase and Lokanol, what other factor? Let's, for example, does the, well, this is the machlokas harishonim, but right, we have to decide what we're going to learn next year, right? If we learn this next year, well, you know, we'll learn the beginning or the seventh parak. But does Geneva have Lavanita Klase? That's a tricky question. Excellent. How'd you know? You think we wouldn't be asking if it wasn't a machlokas? But the reason I said it's tricky, I mean, would I just say if it's machlokas, that makes it tricky? The answer is, again, if, you know, from the, you know, if you're a mikra person, you know, so the answer is, well, there's no mitzvah saseh, there's no equivalent to v'heshev of sagzela shagazal with regard to geneva. It doesn't say it in the pasuk. The phrase v'heshev of sagzela shagazal, the mitzvah saseh, is said only regarding gezela, right? Now that's what's making it tricky. That doesn't mean it doesn't apply to geneva. You can say, oh, every geneva is also a gezela, right? Maybe geneva is a more specific form of gezela. Mm-hmm. That's the view. So, but the point is that the Rambam, the Bali Tosis actually do say about geneva and gezela that it's lavanita klase, and they, you know, even apply it when there's no be'en. They still apply some notion of lava nita klase. But the Rambam, when it comes to geneva, and both geneva and gezela, when there's no be'en, so there's another reason why you're patur mitam, you know, why you're patur minalpas. And that is? See?
It
is? Lachanitam tashlumin. When did you say that?
I just said tashlumin.
He's an advocate for you. That's so nice. Wow. Okay. So lav shenitan l'tashlumin. So it's interesting. Like when the Gemara here is mistapek about shvus apikadon, that the mezid maybe you'll get malchus. Again, we have that paradigm on the shvua side. We do not have it on pure gezel because it's nitan l'tashlumin. This is certainly nitan l'tashlumin also, right? That one of the things that the psukim say is you know, that you pay the Karen, right? So is this pointing, this whole Gemara pointing more to a Shvua, you know, esque emphasis? Or is it possible that, you know, this derech of Gezela, right, even the Gezela part is Mechai? Hard to say. I were, you know, guessing. I would say that it makes more sense to think that the Malkus points to a Shvua orientation. Okay. But what's fascinating about the Gemara is that the Gemara cites or formulates things that are not accurate. There are really two or three, like, of these kind of points in the Gemara. The first one is, right, the Gemara says, Kivin the Chiddushu de Kol Torah Kula Lo Ashkechon Mezid de Maisi Karba. Before we even get to that, the Gemara's mistapek, right? I mean, the guy, by the way, right? They learned Shavuos with Rabbah, right? They didn't just learn Shavuos HaPikadon, right? So the question that the Rishonim all are bothered by is, Adam, why are they asking this question only about Shavuos HaPikadon? Why did they ask it about Shavuos Eidos, which was in the previous parak? Okay.
Technical answers, mostly.
What?
Technicality.
And the Rishonim give, the Ribi Gash, Rashi, Tosis, other Rishonim, mostly seem to be giving technical answers. What are the technical answers? We'll discuss them for a couple of minutes also.
Asar Safek Rashi says,
but Tosis thinks that isn't really Asar Safek.
Rashi says we can't apply Onesh because we're not sure if he was bemazed ever.
Right, he can always claim that they can always claim that they forgot, which is what the Rimi Gash kind of also says. Rimi Gash has another line which is incredible, where he says, "How do they know that he knows? Obviously, because they saw." This is Rimi Gash. But if they saw, then there are two kiteidim. So it's kfiras dvarim bialma. Then he says, okay, fine. Even if you say that they're krovim to the baldavar, so they can't testify, but they're not krovim to the edim. You know, but still he could always claim that he had temporary amnesia. Right? So everybody is struggling and scrambling to explain why this question was not asked about Shavuos HaEidos. Right? Rashi has his pshat, Tosas has his pshat, the Rimi Gash has his pshat, and so on and so forth. We'll see if there are any closer to what I'm suggesting. Given this whole perspective that we have been building, right, and even in the beginning of Shavuos HaPikadon, namely, we're still on the lookout for discrepancies between Shavuos HaEidos and Shavuos HaPikadon, right? I don't know that this is the right answer, because this is not the answer that most of the Rishonim are giving, that's for sure. But you wonder whether this can't fit into that pattern. Let's say maybe the Rambam or the Rajba, but not the Rajba specifically, you know, might say, oh, you know, it's quite interesting, you know, that no one was asking, you know, the Talmidim of Rabbah whether you get Malkus, you know, for Shavuos HaEidos. Right? And maybe because, you know, it's it doesn't have that level, you know, of upfront, you know, Shavuos Sheker. The Mechayev is more the, you know, the Kedishas Eidos part of it, and that's not typically something. Maybe it's too agav. Yeah, there you don't have Nitzan and Tashlum in that answer, right? You know, it's indirect, you know, and so on. That's what I'm wondering. So then that helps a lot with the next line of the Gemara too, which is lo ashkechan mezid the maisi karban. So the Rishonim I'll point out, what do you mean lo ashkechan mezid the maisi karban? Aren't there other cases? Rashi says lav dafka kol haTorah kamar shodal mevin al zadon kishkaga abala shivcha, right, nazir shenitma, Shavuos HaEidos and Shavuos HaPikadon. By the way, all, you know, none of them conventional cases, of course. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't be exceptions. Right, Baal Shivcha Charufa is, as we'll see in a moment, you know, is something different for the Boel and something different for the Nivellus. And the Bechlal, it's an in-between, it's a hybrid, it's an in-between case. Right, it's a kind of, it's not a full Ishus, but it's some sort of an Ishus, right, Shivcha Charufa. Right, Nazir Shenitma is a combination, you know, of, if not for its Kabbalas and Zeros, there'd be nothing wrong with the Tumah. Right, and part of the story is not the past, but the future. Meaning, how do you move back to your Zeros from here? Right, so Mezid is Keshogeg in those cases. They're all, again, these out of the box cases. And then you have Shavuos HaEidos and Shavuos HaPikadon. Okay, but either way, it's strange, right? And kibbut the chiddushu, Tosa says lav chiddush gomor the ikatuba can appear bekuntris and the klomar kibbut shenitan zdono la kapara. You know, here that's all we mean. Basically, he's downgrading what it's, both of them are downgrading each in their own way. You know, but what I would suggest is that. Maybe the idea is that this possibility just doesn't present itself in the other cases, because even though they are hybrids and they share something in common with Shavuos HaPikadon, like, again, we'll get back to Shavuos HaEidos in particular, for the same reason that they didn't ask about Shavuos HaEidos to begin with, namely because this is very specifically related to the hafla aspect of Shavuos HaPikadon, okay, or to the pure gezel, or this kind of gezel aspect, and that's something very specific to Shavuos HaPikadon, which doesn't have a parallel even in Shavuos HaEidos on the opposite. Okay, let's continue. Okay. Now this is referring to Shavuos HaEidos again, right? Chamura Hemeno. Hemeno, rather. Very interesting in its own right. So the Asham, the Kesef Shkalim, is a Chumra. We've already noted that it may not just be, again, quantitatively Chamur Shavuos HaPikadon Shavuos HaEidos, That's an interesting question. Well, in the sense that there's a more direct rather than a third-party issue here, right? Would there be any way to make the case, and a hefsed mammon, obviously, which is more direct and more actually liable. Is there any reason to think that Shvuas HaEdos could ever be more chomer than Shvuas HaVikado? What? To begin with, the fact that the Edom are obligated and so on and so forth, I mean, going back to the Chovas HaGadah.
And also the fact that we're turning the issue of Edom into a Mammon.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The fact that they have to come in and the fact that there's an element of Mammon, meaning going back to what we said at the beginning of the year, which is like, why is there, it seem like there's a Lab and an Asay? Why does the Rambam say this is a Dabar Chamor? Why does the Chinuch say about Hazama it's so Chamor? You know, explaining one of the Dalet Tzrich and Achraza, because as we've explained all year, right, Eidos is a linchpin for the whole court system and for the whole concept, really, of Kedushas Yisrael, right? So on the level of their personal, let's say, impact on the case and connection to it, it's much weaker. But in the sense that this is, one is about, what you've done to this guy, and it's very individualistic, and the other is more about, civic duty and the institution of Eidos and Din, right? You could argue that that's the other side of it. Okay, let's continue. Yep. I'm going to stop in a minute. Yeah, go ahead. That there is no. Oh, so you bring two. Okay. Forget about that. I mean, forget about Rav Shimon, whose view is an anomaly. Right, we don't paskin, that's an idiosyncratic view. Right? Aval Rabbanan, go ahead, about Bar Mina, we have a different girsa. Tanka. Right. So he's making it in terms of the, Gemara here makes it in terms of the finance, the amount. I was suggesting before that it also could be the nature of the difference between Asham and Khatas. The one is more very like a specific but a narrower Maisaveira, whereas the Asham is more about the implication of a particular action and neutralizing that particular action, but I'm more on the Gavra level. It could be that the requirement, and I think there's a lot of evidence for this in different places in Shas too, that the requirement of shkalim in asham is connected to asham status vis-a-vis chattas. These aren't two different things. Okay, but it isn't just the money itself for that reason. It's what the money reflects about the differences. Okay, v'ligmar mina.
V'ligmar mina is just for run. V'yom adolashirei.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loshen acher.
Loshen acher tashma. Min chayavin ashigasa. Mayin chayavin azona. Asham because of Shalom. My love is Asube. So, Hakanami the Lasube.
Good. Toshma.
Toshma. Lo im Amris, the Nazir Kame, Shekin Loka. Kamar Vishwasa, the Gazan Shino Loka. If you come our Loka, I'm a father, Asube. If you come our Kamar Vishwasa, the Gazan Shino Loka, Abba Korban Maisi. So, Maya no Loka, Nino Nipta.
These are not only.
Okay.
This is what I was referring to a little bit before, that one of the, we're not going to study Nazir Tame right now, but part of the complexity in Nazir Tame is A, that there's nothing wrong with what's done other than the fact that he volunteered to be a Nazir, and that's always a tricky question, whether or not, given the context you start and, you have the full-blown perspective. That's A. And B, the fact that, you know, part of the story here is how he's going to implement his Naziros going forward. So the Gemara's assumption originally that the Korban was part of the Mechaper, now the Gemara is saying, no, the Korban is a reset to the Naziros.
Tahara. Korban is a point out.
What?
It's kind of like where you're saying Friday night also.
Yeah, correct. That's true. Okay. Go ahead. Amar Rabbanan, Kamed Rabba.
Amar Rabbanan, Kamed Rabba. Amar Hu, if Rabba be with us today.
I mean, they said they came finally, they came to Rabba, and they said, like, you know, so what do you think? Instead of, you know, they were the Talmidim, and they were going back and forth, and then they went in, and they said, like, and they asked us this question at the, you know, whenever it was. The Bris Milah, we said before, was the Pidgin of Ben. First we said it was at the wedding. Wherever it was, right? Omer Lahu, he said, forget it, I don't want to talk about that. I have something more, you know, crucial to say about all this. Namely,
Oh.
So, to me, again, this could just be a coincidence. You know, it sounds like it's just a coincidence. Rabba just changed the whole discussion for a moment. Instead of discussing whether or not there's Malkus, which would be Mechudash, or maybe Malkus and Korban, which would even be more Mechudash, Rabba said, forget about that. The implications of this discussion are that you can have Shavuos HaPikadon, you know, when there's a backup solution, right, of Eidim. And why isn't that Kfiras Dvarim B'Alamok? So I'm just saying that it's maybe, I'm not necessarily saying more than this, but at minimum it's ironic or interesting. You know, if indeed the way to read the Gemara is not just that way the most Rishonim read it, to be honest, which is that, yeah, we could have asked about Shavuos Eidos if not for technicality. Yeah, you know, it's true that there are others who are Chayiv B'Mezid. You know, we didn't mean that it's the only one even though we said it. You know, yeah, Shivcha Charufa might be another such case, but there it's, you know, him and her, and this is, you know, one person both. But all those are neutralized. And now the Gemara is saying, oh, by the way, Rabba said that's what they're talking about. There's a certain implication that makes the whole thing, you know, moot. According to what I'm suggesting, which is the way to read this Gemara and the way to answer all those other questions, is that this is talking about the specific, unique nature of Shavuos HaPikadon, and that's why the dafka asks Shavuos HaPikadon, and given that unique element of Shavuos HaPikadon, we're interpreting its mezid differently than we are Shivcha Charufa and Nazir and Shavuos HaEidos and so on and so forth. So it's really quite fascinating, right, that Rabba says, what are you talking about? That's all very good, and that is an interesting question about the nature of Shavuos HaPikadon, how much Shavua, how much Choshem Mishpat, etc. But with regard to that very same question of how much Choshem Mishpat and how much Shavua, right, isn't there an assumption here that is unacceptable to begin with? Namely, that the Shavua, you know, part would be Mechayev you, even if it's Kviras Dvarim B'Alma, because it's not the exclusive basis of the Hafsid Mamon, right? Okay, go ahead. Oh, we probably should stop. Let's go. Okay, I guess we'll stop. Okay, so let's pick up from here, hopefully tomorrow. Again, if there is a change in plan, I'll let you know. But let's go through the Shakavataria, at least to Lamed Zayin with base first. You know, with these issues in mind, and then we'll fill in some of the Rishonim. We still want to speak more about the Bava Kama stuff.